This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to July. A lot going on in and around our city. 4th of July, Friday, and festivities pushed to the North Shore this year. We were just talking about that. And every Wednesday, we talk to Rich Fitzgerald, who's now the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, which encompasses 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. And he'll be here tomorrow. One of the things I enjoy is he brings to light a lot of things that are happening. And one of those is this city is poised for some great things in the future. And you may not realize it, but Pittsburgh is kind of this startup city now, and anxious to talk to our next guest who knows a lot about it. He is the president and CEO of Innovate Pittsburgh, Sean Luther. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I don't have to tell you. In fact, we're hoping you'll tell us about the startups and innovation that's going on right here in our hometown.
Yeah, I think we're really at the outset of a new cycle in growth in our startup community. We're tracking 8 unicorns. So those are startup companies that have reached at least $1 billion valuation. And 2 of those are now public at Duolingo and Aurora. We're seeing between 20 and 30 companies moving up behind them in the $100 million range. And then we're working in Oakland really closely, building out the Pittsburgh Innovation District, focusing on the next wave of companies, earliest stage formation and Gen Z entrepreneurs.
That, to me, it actually gives me a rush. I'm so excited about the opportunities, particularly to attract and keep our young people here, because for decades we've lost them to other cities. And this is a true opportunity and a game changer, don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at the R&D that's happening on campus, particularly at Pitt and CMU, but all across the region, when you look at the numbers of college graduates and how many of those graduates see entrepreneurship and the startup community as a path for them, we have a really significant pool of raw materials. And so it's Innovate PGH's job, the universities, our public sector partners, and this broad constellation of entrepreneur support organizations to build whatever structure it takes to keep them rooted in Pittsburgh, develop the next generation of business leaders, and really create an economic growth strategy for the region.
How much of that is outside of the actual work they're doing? And you just mentioned creating an atmosphere that is attractive to people to come and live here. I know one of them is the relative affordable housing compared to a lot of other big cities.
Yeah, absolutely. I think affordability remains key to Pittsburgh's national messaging. I think more importantly, though, you know, we're seeing significant investments in what we call the vibes economy, in food and beverage, public transportation, bike infrastructure, and building new assets for the startup community in particular, so that those folks don't have to go to San Francisco, they don't have to go to Boston, to receive the coaching, the accelerator opportunities, and the investment that they need to scale their companies.
Yeah, is that what you're hearing from those who have decided to come here?
Yes, and it's a lot of folks who are not native Pittsburghers, who are in Pittsburgh either because of the universities as students or researchers, as trailing spouses of folks who have come here for really exciting innovation-oriented jobs. But mostly, I think it's a generation of founders who are really attracted to Pittsburgh's capabilities in what we call hard tech and deep tech. And so these are technologies that take a little bit longer to commercialize, but they have real impacts on our everyday life and frankly, the human experience.
That said, let's go back to, you mentioned 8 unicorns, and that is defined by reaching the billion-dollar status. You mentioned Duolingo. For those that don't know, this is a app, really, that was created to help people learn a bunch of different languages, and you wouldn't think that could be a billion-dollar company.
Yeah, and you know what's really exciting about Duolingo is their deep connections to Pittsburgh. Their founder, Luis Von Ahn, just published an article on LinkedIn this week talking about why the headquarters is in Pittsburgh, why the headquarters remains in Pittsburgh, and the unique strengths that we have nationally and internationally. And he's really become a spokesperson for how you can develop and scale a company in Pittsburgh and really be successful because of that Pittsburgh connection.
What publication was that, John?
That was on his LinkedIn page.
Oh, straight in on his link. Yeah, that's worth
straight in. Yeah.
I'm going to check that out because, you know, we're in a way, I'm a native and I try to help sell Pittsburgh. I try to be an ambassador where I can. And I think there have been just in the past few years, these convergence of things that are really pointing collectively up our energy resources with natural gas and the investments that are being put in there. We just heard about the U.S. Steel Nippon deal that'll have $2.4 billion in infrastructure being spent in the Mon Valley. Then you have Homer City and a lot of this to power the technology necessary to help support these new companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important, you know, not most people in Western Pennsylvania don't work at a startup, but everyone can get behind these companies and the infrastructure that we're developing, both physical, energy, and programmatic, and really start to carry this banner that Pittsburgh is a really significant startup hub, that this is where our future economic growth and our next round of U.S. deals is going to come from, and really add this to what you're talking to your friends and family on the West Coast about.
Where did you grow up?
I am a Pittsburgh boomeranger, so I grew up in the South Hills, and I've been back in Pittsburgh for 12 years.
Oh, good for you. We snagged you back. That's good. I love what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a real community that the expats who we've been able to drag back. I think everyone who leaves Pittsburgh brings back with them some really deep understanding of how we can continue to grow and shape Pittsburgh's future.
Well, we shall speak again. I really appreciate the time, and we support all the exciting things you're doing, Sean. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Larry.
You got it. Innovate PGH, Sean Luther is the guy. He, you know, this is really exciting for our city. I would imagine he's the president and CEO. You heard him say he came back to do this, and they're doing it. And Aaron, this is going to help keep young people and attract young people to our city. We need that. That's a critical
more than ever
mission. Mm-hmm. And you hear Rich Fitzgerald talk about that all the time. And it's starting to really happen.
Right. How many big people have graduated from CMU, Point Park, Pitt, Duquesne School of Law? Let's keep them here.
Yeah. Keep it rolling. And our own Tamira Rush in studio, straight from the newsroom.
Yes.
I wonder what David's talking about. Cheese. This is after a dream?
Cheese and dreams doesn't sound right.
What does that mean?
But I like cheese.
It means you never had a sandwich in your life.
Or a hoagie.
Hoagie.
But I had pom-pom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh, my God!
Ball scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
inevitable! Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Pom yesterday.
What is Pom Pom?
Pom Pom, the restaurant.
Oh.
With Lisa?
Yes.
The Pollux, fantastic establishment. And I'm not saying this just to say.
All right.
Because, I mean, I love to go to different restaurants just to try different things. I like the life.
So we had, Herky Pollock is, boy, he's been doing this 40 years. He's a commercial real estate expert. And he talked about Pom Pom. Where is this place exactly?
It's located, okay, where the new shopping plaza is in East Liberty. They have the new shopping plaza there. They have, my mind is gone. It's escaped me. It's right where. How can I describe this? Oh my God.
You're from Pittsburgh, lady?
It's the newest East End restaurant. It's in the East End, right? It's there.
Well, that place, East Liberty, is blown up with.
Yeah, it's so much development going on there. And it's right in my neck of the woods. It's right in my area, right? So the comment that I had for Lisa and Herky was this. You know, I'm from Penn Hills. In order for me to have a nice date night with my husband or with my kids, I have to travel to downtown, which kind of it's a hassle sometimes because there's no exquisite upscale restaurants in Monroeville, and there's definitely no upscale restaurants in Penn Hills. So I would have to drive to downtown or out Wexford to go to some of the restaurants there. But to have an establishment here.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh my God, that's top nine for me. Listen, Chick-fil-A is one of my favorite fast food restaurants.
I'm down with that.
But to have something like this in our area for middle class people who don't have to literally drain their bank accounts to have a nice dinner on any given day.
So what's the fare like? I mean, the Pom Pom, what are they serving?
They serve and they have...
it's just general American...
My favorite. I love... The lobster. They have like a it's the, why are you looking
for the
at
seafood
me?
Lover in you?
Lobster.
I love, yeah.
I mean, I love the lobster. I had the, I had to write everything down. I ate everything that there. I had a mini lobster roll. That was the first thing. It's a mini lobster roll. That was fantastic. The taste, the presentation, the waitresses, the kitchen. They have private rooms, a small private room. Then they have a larger private room where you can just look out, kind of similar to where we are. It's a glass that you can, you know, it can be as intimate as you want it to be. You can look out and you can watch the chefs cook your food. It's just more, it's personal. It's very personal. And it's something that, you know, when you get off of work, you say, hey, I can stop here. You can dress up, because I thought I was underdressed yesterday when I went there.
That's hard to believe.
So I'm like, I had a blazer here.
You're hearing
so
this, Sarah? She thought she was under.
Right, I'm sitting here like, how, T?
They have sushi tots, big eye tuna, street corn taquitos. That's what I had. Those are phenomenal. And they're small portions. Sometimes, Larry, you go to these fancy restaurants and you get these huge portions of food. But here it's more small portions that you can share. You can order three for you,
almost
three
like
for me,
and we
can
make it
tapas style. Exactly. And I mean, this is a gold mine for the Pollocks. I am serious. I've never met them at all. So this was my first time there. I guarantee, listeners, if there's somewhere where you want to go reasonable, Larry, I'm serious, reasonable. The prices are fantastic. The
wow.
drinks are great.
I've never seen you so fired up about,
I mean,
a
it was not. No, but I'm serious.
Palm.
I've been pom-pom.
In East
I
Liberty.
Mean, I had Branzino. Fish was fantastic. I mean, I'm a fan of Branzino. A local restaurant here I will not name has Branzino fish. And once I had Ed's fish there, it's fantastic. And I mean, it's reasonable.
So you're saying you like it?
I'm saying I love it. And you would too.
All right.
So get there. Changing thoughts here.
What else is trending?
The story that breaks my heart, and it's something that I think about all the time because I can't swim at all. My kids can swim, but I can't. The dad that jumps in to save his daughter on the cruise is something that I thought about overnight and said, I need to learn how to swim. They said that he was treading for 20 minutes.
With his daughter. So what happened was, and you and I, we were on one of the inaugural Disney cruises.
Correct.
That went to, they have a private beach, remember, in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
This was a four-day Disney adventure on a ship. And when they were coming back, the daughter somehow, and she's not tiny, I would guess her to be
about eight or nine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow got over, there's a protective plexiglass and railing, and fell in. And the dad jumped in four stories high,
yes,
to save his daughter, and was holding her up for 20 minutes till they could get the mini rescue boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, I mean, you think about things like this never cross your mind.
Now you want to learn how to swim.
Now, but I've been saying this for years.
They have great programs at the Y and other places.
I talked about it with Marty. When I was producing for Marty, I talked about this with Lynn, because Lynn used to go to the YMCA.
Do you have a fear of the water?
I have fear. Well, the reason, my fear is when I was probably like 5 or 6 years old, we lived, my mom used to take us to Highland Park, and you know, the little lake there in Highland Park.
Right.
Somehow or some way, I fell in there, and nobody knew that I had fell in there until my older sister. She looked and saw like bubbles coming up, and she immediately grabbed me. And every time I see water, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
We got to get you over that. But
I understand. Mind you, I have an above ground pool in my house,
and you don't swim,
and I don't swim in it at all.
Learn to swim with T,
and pom pom with me,
and then pom pom afterwards.
Thanks, Larry.
Trending with things special is going to happen at noon today along our riverways in the city of Pittsburgh. You heard Tamira Rush talk about Sure Thing. What is this thing? Well, we have the answers. Emily Ballewaiter is here with River Life to tell us all about it. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on today.
I imagine this is a pretty exciting day for you.
Oh, it really is. You know, River Life has been working behind the scenes for 25 years, and this morning is really remarkable for the people who work for this organization and for this organization.
Yeah, first, let's talk about River Life so people understand what your organization has been doing all these years.
Yeah, sure. So River Life is a nonprofit that was formed in 1999. And our mission is to create, activate, and celebrate 15 miles of rivers and riverfront property to connect people through exceptional places and experiences. We're in the midst of a work plan called Completing the Loop. So that's the 31st Street Bridge to the West End Bridge to the Hot Metal Bridge. We really want to see that area filled with, first of all, accessible bikeways, pathways. We're about 85% done with that work. And then we really want to activate that area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And bring it to life with amenities and things that Pittsburghers have been asking for along our rivers.
Well, one of those amenities is this Shore Thing. That's the name of it I want people to understand.
Yes, exactly. And we were looking for a purely Pittsburgh name for Shore Thing. So River Life Shore Thing is a floating public space. It's technically 10 industrial steel barges. So it's a little nod to our industrial heritage. And it has been completely transformed. It's part hangout spot. It's a community stage. It's got a concession area, and it is fully powered by the sun. It creates a 4,800 square foot platform for people to come and enjoy our rivers in a whole new way. It's been quite a while since people have been able to hang out literally on the water.
And I'm looking at the menu. You'll love this, Erin. Wagyu hot dog. A choice of Hawaiian chili and cheese or pineapple salsa and spicy mayo. Do you ever have a Wagyu hot dog, Erin? I'm guessing no. How about Spam Musabi? Spam, that's something I ate growing up. Fried Spam with rice wrapped in seaweed. This is, you got a very unique and some cool halushka, which, yeah, grandmas still make.
Yeah, so our partners are Matt and Elena from BG Brewing, and they could not have been more tremendous partners to work with us. Matt is from Hawaii, so he's bringing a Hawaiian flair to the Shore Thing menu this year. He wanted, like, Pittsburgh picnic comfort food, like the halushki, and then he wanted to bring the things that he grew up with, so it's like Pacific to Pittsburgh. I can say with a lot of sincerity, I have tried everything on the menu, and it is simply terrific.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry just looking at the list. Of course, wouldn't be Pittsburgh without vanilla ice cream with sprinkles.
Well, that's one of the things that we have heard. River Life did a community engagement process with our Completing the Loop plan, and Pittsburghers really told us what they wanted were places to hang out, to grab a bite, to grab a drink, to just be along the rivers. And vanilla ice cream has been one of the requests that we've heard for years. So we could not be happier that that is part of the menu. We actually made sure with BG that that could be a part of the menu.
Yeah, vanilla ice cream with Jimmy's. I don't think anybody else in the world says Jimmy's to mean sprinkles. You could confuse some people. So the hours for the weekends, it opens at noon till 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, then 3 p.m. to 10 on Tuesdays through Thursdays, closed Monday, but at noon today, your big splash for Shore Thing.
Exactly. We are going to be gathering with partners and funders at the top of Allegheny Landing at 11:30 for some remarks and for a ceremony. We do have our eyes on the weather.
You're going to be okay.
Are we?
Yep.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. So 11:30, we'll have some remarks. We're keeping them brief because at 11:58, we're going to walk down to the dock. We are docked between the Roberto Clemente and the Andy Warhol Bridge on Pittsburgh's North Shore. That's right off of City of Pittsburgh Public Park called Allegheny Landing. So we're going to walk down. We're going to cut the ribbon. And we're going to be open for the rest of today, weather permitting. We are on steel barges, so any lightning we do have to vacate. But other than that, we're planning on being open. We've got Reggie Watkins Trio at 4:30 to 6:30 tonight. So we'll have some live jazz on board. BG will be serving up the good food, the good drinks. And really, it's just meant to be a public extension of the park. So it's just a place to come hang out. We've got nets where you can lie down over the water and actually, like, hang out over the Allegheny. We've got a couple of public art pieces. Fran Flaherty built the Pittsburgh Chandelier. It's still a work in progress, but we've made a lot of progress. Janelle Young has painted a new wave, which is a beautiful mural on the surface. So it's worth coming to check out, and we'll be in place through October. So we're going to be here all summer long and into the early fall.
What a great project by River Life, Shore Thing, and it's right between the 6th and 7th Street bridges, right?
That is correct. I like that it was 6th and 7th Street. I'm from Pittsburgh, so that's the way I tend to know them, too.
Yeah, well, I know it's Roberto Clemente Bridge, and is it Rachel Carson?
Andy Warhol.
Andy, that's right. Rachel's further downriver. Okay.
Yeah, she's the 9th Street.
Well, really, this is fantastic. Thanks for taking time. Good luck.
Of course. Thanks so much.
Something really cool to check out if you're going to be around the North Shore. That's just perfect. Or even in a Pirates game, you can go after the game or even before. That's Shore Life. And we want to thank Emily Bollewaiter for joining us, the spokesperson for River Life. And coming up, an NIL deal. Today is the day in college sports, and we're going to talk to our resident expert, Pat Bostic, from the University of Pittsburgh, about what does that mean?
In Colorado, a man shot at a Homestead gas station Monday afternoon, and people with nearby businesses are very concerned about something like this happening in broad daylight.
Yeah, there's always people in my store, so I feel safe, but this is not a safe area anymore. It used to be.
And the question that I think a lot of us are asking is, what happened. Homestead's been really pretty quiet, and if there's a developing issue, it needs to be addressed.
The Steelers make a major trade with the Dolphins, acquiring Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick and a fifth-round draft pick. This man told KDKA-TV that he's not happy about it.
I feel like we're making like a Frankenstein like team that's like not going to be very cohesive, like with Rodgers and all these other guys. You can get rid of Fitzpatrick's horrible, so yeah, not happy.
Yeah, and then we heard another fan who's tickled and thrilled, thinks it'll be great. And we're going to talk to Brian Batko, who is the beat writer for the Post-Gazette, who follows the Steelers, right after your news at the top of the hour.
And as expected, no budget approved in Harrisburg yesterday. While on Capitol Hill, they're still playing their game of beat the clock, trying to pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill by his deadline that he gave them of the 4th of July.
Yeah, maybe they won't make it. Maybe they will. They've been up all night trying to figure it out. One of the sticking points is Medicare, what to do with that. A lot of people, both sides, don't want to leave people out in the cold when it comes to health care. So we'll figure it out, I guess, at some point. And we'll let you know, because a lot of states are waiting for the final outcome from the feds so they can complete their budgets, including Pennsylvania.
And a trickle-down effect with nonprofits, right? Who get their budgets off of that as well.
You got it. All right, David, thank you. One of the big stories in sports is today, July 1st, is a significant game changer in college athletics. And joining us is Pat Bostic, Senior Associate Athletic Director of Major Gifts and our partner on the Pitt Football broadcast. He has his own show on Saturday mornings on The Fan. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I know you've been talking about this for a long time, just that it seemed like the Wild West where teams were doing all kind of things. And this may be the first of a big effort to try to put some guide rails to this whole name, image, and likeness. So what does today mean?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, the House settlement is really a confluence of multiple lawsuits that came about regarding name, image, and likeness, and certainly the athlete's ability to earn based on their name, image, and likeness. And really what this is a streamlining of a number of laws and provisions that allow now schools to directly contract with athletes for their name, image, and likeness, with a cap of, in this year, this upcoming year, 25-26, $20.5 million. It also establishes a number of mechanisms that we hope, we believe, will rein in some of the lawlessness and chaotic nature of the industry. There's a clearinghouse now for these outside NIL deals, many of which were coming from booster-led collectives at multiple, at every school really in the Power Five and even beyond that in college athletics. So what we're hoping, what this is intending to do is certainly allow for student-athletes to continue to be compensated and to earn based on their work, their efforts, and their brands, but also to level the playing field somewhat and create a bit of a sustainable model that we can depend on moving forward.
And I know that coaches in particular would like those guide rails to be in place so it does level the playing field as much as it can be. That said, Pat, I'm curious because a lot of people will ask, well, how is this money going to be divvied up among the athletes?
Yeah, so it's being, you know, tabled as revenue sharing. So what many believe and are implementing are awarding these dollars in a ratio that's commensurate with the revenue that comes in from each sport. In many cases across the country, football is responsible for the lion's share of revenue in every athletic department. Men's basketball is a rather distant second. In some cases, it's a little bit closer than others based on size of venue, the brand itself, and so forth. So what you're seeing are really ratios that reflect the revenue that each sport brings in. So what I've read a lot and what you'll see out there is kind of a 75, 15, 5, and 5 divide. Now, that's not true for every instance. I don't think this will be the end of these challenges and lawsuits regarding this issue. But 75% football, 15% or so men's basketball,
and then 5 and 5 kind of split up it among other sports, including prominent women's sports. So again, there's still a lot of unknown, but a lot of the literature you read, a lot of the precedent that you see out there is kind of following those kind of guidelines.
We're with Pat Bostick with the University of Pittsburgh and broadcaster himself. Pat, that said, one of the bigger challenges that I've heard is athletes will sign a deal, go through the transfer portal, and then leave for another deal. Nobody's holding them to a contract, so to speak, like you would in other paid sports, where if you sign, you have to adhere by the contract. It's still anything goes with this transfer portal and how they're getting paid.
Yeah, the movement, you know, the kind of the combination of the ability to earn an NIL and then the unlimited transfer rule that came about, you know, really as we started this decade in 2020 and 21, created a very, very unstable marketplace where movement, basically athletes are incentivized to move. To not go into the portal is to not maximize your value, so to speak. I think that, and this is my own personal opinion, that the schools being able to contract with the athletes directly, that explicitly states that you're being, you know, remunerated for your NIL value as a representative of the University of Pittsburgh or Penn State University or West Virginia or what have you, that there are more ties that bind there inherently, whereas the deals that were happening over the last 4 years were largely separate from your enrollment or status at an institution. In fact, you couldn't say that. You couldn't predicate that you only would get this deal if you are at certain schools. Now, these contracts are going to be procured and offered by the schools themselves. So I think that brings with it some more rigor, some more teeth. But again, time will tell how tried and true these contracts are and if there are penalties for breaking them.
A lot to sort through. That's why you're you, Pat. I appreciate the time, partner. Thank you.
You got it. Anytime, Larry. Appreciate you, man.
All right. The great Pat Bostick on the Big K Morning Show. And coming up, we're going to talk about this Steelers trade that has even modest fans going, what's going on? We're going to check in with Brian Batko, who's the beat writer for the Post-Gazette, after the news at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.